Hi, it's Chip here, and I am with the lovely Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm here for a week's rest. Not that I do anything when I'm home, but it's nice to be pampered.
So what's it like coming up to the hospice?
Very welcoming. Everybody's so friendly. I can't say anything wrong about the place, because if I did it, I'd be telling lies. It's given me a new lease of life. Coming here, I'm doing things that I've never ever thought I'd ever do. And I didn't know I had brains before I come here.
If you don't mind me asking, so what have you got up to over the week?
I go in the art room. Anne, who's one of the volunteers on a Friday, she said, would I like to try it? And I said, I'd always wanted to learn to do calligraphy. And so she started me on that. And then from that, I went to putting a design on paper and painting a plate. You know, putting the design on the plate and then painting it. And now I'm doing the, what they call, needle felting with her. On a Monday, I'm with another volunteer, and we've been doing what they call the iris paper folding. So that's something else I'm learning to do. I suppose all sorts of odds and ends I've done, you know. I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't come here.
What do you think of the food up here? Do you like it?
Yes. Yes, when I came in the first time for respite, I put on weight, so I've got to make sure I don't start anymore, because you can't get it off.
Like, when you're on respite, do you stay in the wards up here?
Yes. Do you have a room to yourself with your own ensuite? Very nice. Yes, it is. Yeah. And I mean, you just ring the bell if you want help with anything, and they're there. And all through the night, if you happen to be awake, you'll see a head poke around the door. They say every 20 minutes, but I think it's shorter than that. I think it's about every quarter of an hour they're looking through to see that you're all right. Oh yes, they're very much on the ball.
So what's your favourite meal that you've had this week?
Yesterday I had some scampi and chips, and they weren't oven chips either, so they were lovely.
So thank you for letting me interview you, Pat.
That's all right, thank you.
What song would you like me to play for you on the radio?
Was that Vera Lynn one?
Yes, I remember her quite plainly.
White Cliffs of Dover?
Yeah, I have a Vera Lynn one. She was 100 yesterday. They called her the Forces sweetheart. She supports her home in Sussex. It's special needs anyway, and yeah, she supports that. I think nearly all her money goes into that. Apparently Sunday night they put the flash a Union Jack over the White Cliffs of Dover with her photo in it, because that was one of her songs.
Here's Vera Lynn, White Cliffs of Dover.